Hey guys, welcome to the Adu Show. If you're watching or streaming this episode, of course that's my brother. If you're watching or streaming this episode,
tune into that Adu Show, boy. Tune into that Adu Show. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. New episodes dropping. If you're not watching the Adu Show, what you doing? Exactly. Go watch the Adu Show only on YouTube.com. Quit playing with me.
And that's my Asada, everybody. From the Unfaced Podcast. Oh my gosh. If you're watching or streaming this episode of the Adu Show, thank you so much for tuning in. This is going to be a funny episode. And then a very entertaining one at that. I am so excited for you guys to either watch or hear this entire episode. Especially because this is a very interesting episode for me. I've never had to finish an episode the way I'm doing right now. I am recording this first segment via audio only. And if you're watching this, of course, you already know that you guys are seeing a white screen. And that's because when I was filming in person, I did not get the chance to finish this entire episode in person. So I decided to finish it with an earbud mic and a recording device called a phone, and I am still okay with this episode because it's still amazing. This episode's still amazing. It's one for the books. I am really excited to see what happens for the next couple of episodes. And what's even happening in this episode? I mean, this is very different. How many of y'all will actually look at the white screen and be so entertained? You guys be entertained by looking at a white screen. Y'all probably, some of y'all are like, when is he gonna get to the part that we want to see? We just wasting our time. I know that's what y'all are thinking. Some of y'all are newcomers and you're like, oh my gosh, here we go. This guy's already stalling. Let's fast forward right now. I'm sorry. This is all new to me too, you guys. This was not planned. However, I want to tell you guys just a little bit about the part that I was able to tape in person, and that was the guest segment. So let me roll. If you're watching this, the logo, and go. So that's me, and you see the guest a little bit in red, and now you see his face and you might recognize him. So this is what happened this day I filmed this part of the episode. Check it out. Welcome back to the Adu Show. My guest for today is somebody that everybody has actually been requesting. He's here, man. Make some noise for Lou TV.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How y'all doing? I am the Lou TV.
You see, people call you Lou TV, Lou, yeah. Louis Valentine. I know Louis Valentine because that's the first thing I saw when I saw your other account, okay. Not your videography account. Yeah. But man. What's up?
What's up? Hey.
Chill. Yo, he's in the house, bro! Really he's in the house, man!
I'm really here live in the flesh.
I just need to freak out just for one second, bro.
Yes, sir, I'm here. Nah, it's funny because I be totally forgetting that, like, on my main account, I have my full name on there. So before, it was like, no, this is what it was. It was back in, like, November. I was doing a IG live where I had, like, me and this other guy named Flacco Bands. He's another YouTuber. And we were doing a Turkey Bowl football game, and we had the draft on IG Live. And so we started the live, it was like 45 people in there or something. And some kid comes in there and is like, yo, Louis Valentine the fourth. I'm like, how you know my government? Where you get that from? And I'm like, I said on the live, I was like, yo, where you get my government from? And then he's like, oh, it's on your other account. And I'll be forgetting, like, yo, people really acknowledge the other account too. So it's like, hey.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. I feel like people just be tracking you. Like, yeah. Okay, we know who Louis Valentine is. We really know anything and everything he does. Man, you're everywhere.
I guess I kind of am.
You literally ever.
I try to be as many places as I can. Man. If I could be two places at once, I would. But hey.
Literally, man, I just am like, yo,
See, people, listen. Hold on. I'm just going to say something because I told him before. I'm as real as y'all think I am. I told him I'm not going to use you as a marketing tool because let me tell you something. Half of the people who are about to watch this part of the episode don't even care about me. I'm going to tell y'all right now. I know that for sure. Y'all don't care about me. You're like, oh, he's just the host and he just got Lou here. All right. It's fine. It's fine. We here for Lou, man. Dude. How did you get your start in all this? Literally.
Okay, so I'm gonna tell you all the way. Okay, so
come on, man. Come on. All the time you got.
I'll tell you all the way. Like, so YouTube has always been like, since I was like real young, like YouTube, I just always been into YouTube, everything, like starting off like second, third grade or something. I started off watching a lot of 2K YouTubers and Madden YouTubers. That was like my main thing. I like to watch like Minecraft YouTubers, but that wasn't really something I was like interested in being like in life. But 2K and Madden was really like my thing. So like, back to fifth grade, me, my cousin and my brother, we was always playing 2K together. And so I wanted to do my own YouTube with it. So we all started our own YouTube channel. And so I'm in fifth grade. And so this is back when on 2K, you could create your own team. So we would all just make a whole bunch of just created teams. We'd always playing with our teams and stuff. So what we would do, we would just take a little iPhone. Take our iPod and set up in front of the TV and just record like that. And we'd be in the background just talking. No face cam, no nothing. We'd just be talking. And so we had that for like, had that going for like 2 months or something. In fact, the channel's still up. I'm not going to say the name of the channel because in the future, I'm going to do videos like reacting to those old videos or something. Like, it's coming. Like, within the next year, I want to react to at least one or two of those because the videos are still up and they're hilarious because it's like me, little fifth grade me, my brother's like third grade, and my cousin Max is like in fifth or sixth grade. And we're just all young. You just hear little squeaky voices. It's the funniest thing ever. But so we started that. We're doing that for like two and a half months maybe. And then my mom found out about it. And, you know, we were so young, she didn't want us on YouTube, so she had us take everything down. And so I privated all the videos. I don't know what my brother did with his channel. I think he probably lost the login to that or whatever. But I privated all the videos, and then, like, maybe, like, a few years ago, I went back to the account, unprivated all of them so I could just go back and watch, like, even if I lost the login or anything. So they're up public now. So this is back in, like, fifth grade. She shut everything down. So then through, like, middle school, I didn't really have no YouTube or anything. So then this is what it was. End of senior year. Which is I graduated 2021. So end of senior year, I wanted to start vlogging, like just doing like type of vlogs. And so senior week was one of the first things up like that I really wanted to vlog. So when senior week was coming up, I didn't have a camera or nothing. I didn't want to vlog on my phone. I just didn't like, I wasn't really feeling that. So I got me a camcorder, $70 camcorder off of Amazon. And I didn't really, like, I knew nothing about cameras back then. So I bought this, thought, oh, okay, maybe these, bro, the quality was terrible on that thing. So it was just, but it's all I had. So I was like, I took that thing through.
Look at what's in the room, this room right now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like it's like.
No, this is not, I sometimes get embarrassed, not to interrupt you, I sometimes get embarrassed when people are like, oh, dude got this one. Dude ain't got nothing. I'm going to tell you that right now.
So, like, it's a $70 camcorder. And then I had, it's funny, I got a mic for it. And then when I got the mic, it was just a regular shotgun mic. I put it on, and it didn't work. So I was like, why is this not working? I had to look up why it wasn't working. And it turns out that type of camcorder is one of them cheap ones, so it doesn't power the mic on its own. So I had to get a mic that had its own battery in there and everything there. And then so I went to senior week. We went to senior week, and I just kind of vlogged. I didn't vlog anything. Like, I was new to vlogging, so I vlogged a little bit. In like the first day or so, I ended up making like a 10-15 minute vlog out of it, which is still up. But it's on one of my, I have a second channel now, but it's not on that second channel. I have a channel from, okay, actually, let me take it back. Back in like sophomore year, maybe. So this is maybe like, I'd say back like 2018, 2019. So back in, I took a, what was the class called? Strength and conditioning class. And we were in the weight room. And we'd always like to play music during class. And so what the thing was, we had to be playing clean music because like obviously during school. And so we blasting on the speakers and everything. So there were some songs we want to listen to that weren't the clean version. And I'm sitting here like, you know what? I can go home, edit it, and make my own clean version. So I would do that. I'd make the clean version, just put it on YouTube, and have my own little channel doing that. And I had like maybe 10 videos up on that. And some of those videos took off. Like I have an Elite Chopper one. If you search up right now, an Elite Chopper Capo clean version, it might be my video that comes up. It has almost like 800,000 views, something crazy like that. But I couldn't monetize that or nothing because everything's copyrighted. It's not none of my work, so I decided to, when I started vlogging in the senior year, I decided to put my stuff on that channel. But, like, it had been, like, 2 years or something like that since I had, like, is that your brother right there?
I told y'all. Oh my gosh, yo! Look, he can't even walk up the stairs.
Yeah, that's hilarious. Okay.
Okay, let me just say something because they don't know this. So, my brother just walked in, right? And we talk about him all the time, yo. So he just walked in and looked and just, yo, drop. I said, yo.
I'm looking through the window like, oh, yeah, I'm waving at us.
I'm telling you, this is. I'm telling you, the impact you've had, bro. I'm telling you. I wouldn't be surprised if you go to the stairs and just watch from there. I promise you. If he does, that don't even, bro. Hey, just.
Hey, I it's fine. Somebody
I didn't even.
A whole bunch of people watching this anyway.
So. I didn't even tell him you were coming.
Oh, for real?
That's the crazy part. He didn't. He doesn't know, bro. He's just.
Just seeing somebody sitting here like, oh, that's
this
weird.
Is a dream, bro.
That is too funny.
I'm so sorry. That's real, bro. Yeah, that's real, bro. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Yeah, I'm so hilarious. Sorry.
What was I? Yeah. So it had been like a couple. By the time I'm uploading these vlogs, it had been like a couple years since I really used this channel where I was uploading the music stuff on there, and so all my followers are kind of dead on there. It had to build up like 2,000 subs or something like that, but all the followers are kind of dead on there. So it's like. I'm like, okay, I might as well upload something on there. And it didn't really get that much traction. Got like a couple hundred views or something like that. And then I had a part two because I didn't vlog that much. So out of the whole week, I only vlogged like the first 3 or 4 days. So I did like the first day and a half as one video. And I had a second part that I wanted to put together in one video. Then I was like, nah, this ain't good enough. So now I'm trying to think if I ever posted anything the rest of that summer on there. I don't think I did. So I think that the whole thing just went untouched for like the rest of the, you know. And then so, what was it? Okay, so this is where I really started. This is where Luvy TV starts. Because back then, my channel was called Luvy 4, which I think it's still called Luvy 4. If you search up Luvy 4, like that channel should still pop up. But, yeah, because Luvy 4 is my Instagram name and everything. So then I'm going, what was it? Okay, I'm going to tell you. So it's like May. In fact, this is before senior week, but this is like, it's like May. And one of my friends had sent it's like end of the school year's coming to an end. And one of my friends had sent a TikTok into our group chat and was like, yo, this is real cool. And what it was like a group of friends that went to the movie theater and took photos inside the movie theater or whatever. Some, not looking bad at it, like it's nothing too crazy, but like it was kind of cool. And so they were like, oh, we should do that. And my friend Hayden was like, yeah, I think you need like a real camera to do that. And it's like, oh. My mom has an actual camera. So this is back before, mind you, this is before I even bought the camcorder because I didn't know that camera could like record video or anything. Like I didn't know anything about cameras. So I have the camera and I was like, oh, I have my mom's camera. I can ask her if we can borrow it. And so we were able to borrow it. We took pictures that day. Woo-woo-woo. And then throughout the whole summer, I just took the camera everywhere with me and we just kept taking pictures where we went. I had never recorded any video with it because it was a long range lens. Like it wasn't a lens where like, I'm sitting like right here and you can record me. It's like for sports and stuff like that. So we would take pictures. We'd have to stand like mad far away from the camera. We want to take the pictures. So we're doing that. Boom, boom. And what is it? So summer starts to come to an end. Football season starts up. Now, this is my first year not playing football because when I went to college, I decided not to play football. So football season starts up. I went to Long Reach. I played at Long Reach. And so I'm like, all right. Second game of the year, I ended up pulling up to the game. I was like, yo, I'm going to take some pictures for y'all. Because the photographer that was there the whole time that I was there had just, like, retired. So he did really well working. He did really good work and everything. So he decided he wasn't going to be there. Like, I think his son graduated or whatever. So he wasn't there anymore. He was, like, straight off volunteering and everything. So he wasn't there anymore. He didn't really have a photographer. So I was like, let me come by, take a few pictures, see how this turns out. So it's week 2. They're playing against Reservoir. I remember everything, like, so vividly. I pull up, I'm there. And, what was it? Yeah, I decided to take some video, but like in the middle of the game, it's like a blowout. In the middle of the game, I'm like, yo, let me try taking some videos real quick. And so I take a video like one play. I was like, okay, I'm kind of getting the hang of this. And I'd always seen on YouTube, like, there's a whole bunch of channels that like go to football games and they just record the game. Like not even like talking to the camera, and then like under the radar and everything. They'll go to the game and they record the game. So I was like, okay, this kind of looks like that. I ended up recording a couple more plays. Like the third play I record, it's like a long touchdown pass, like a 40-yard touchdown pass, something like that. I was like, oh, it's kind of cool. So I went home later that day. Actually, I was at my friend's house. I had a sleepover that night. And I'm sitting at their house because it was one of my friend's birthday. Sitting at the house. And while everybody else turning up, I'm sitting there like editing these clips that I just recorded. I'm sitting there like, oh, this is kind of cool. I'm like putting together the clips, making a whole little mixtape out of what I just recorded. It's like, okay, maybe I should do this. And literally, okay, only like a week before, because it's like when I decided I'm going to take this picture, a week before, all summer I've been telling myself, yo, I want to start an Instagram page for my photography. And so I was like, boom, like a week before I had gone into this game, I started the page up, and I just had a, my first post was like, yo, this is my first ever, this is my first ever post, it's my new page, I'm gonna start up this thing, see what happens with it. It's gonna be a photography page. Like, originally it was just supposed to be a photography page, and the first post is just a whole bunch of the pictures I had taken of my friends over the summer, because I was like, yo, these pictures are kind of good, my friends not always post them, somebody needs to see these, so I'm gonna post them. So I was like, I'll make my own page. So the second post I made on this page is the little mixtape I put together from the football game, and I was like, okay, this is kind of decent. So I'm like, okay, you know what, I like recording. And so I put on my story, I had maybe like 50 followers at this point. I put on my story, I was like, yo, next week, I'm going to come to another game, and I want to record the whole thing and put it on YouTube. I want to make a full game highlight. I'm like, yo, which game should I come to? And I kind of wanted to do something different in Long Beach because I wanted to reach some new teams. But they were like, nah, this week is the Ravens Rise game, which means like the Ravens, a few Ravens players come to the game. It's like the mascot is there and everything. So it's like the biggest game in the county, in the state for that week. It's like week 3. And so they're like, yo, this is the Ravens Rise week. You got to come to this game. So it's Ravens versus Mount Hebron. I go, boom, boom, boom. And I record every single play, and I put it together, a highlight tape, and put it on YouTube. And that was my first ever video. And it just kind of took off from there. So it was like, that was September of 2021. And then it just kind of, after that, just kind of took off. And then originally I was like, yo, I don't know if I want to put it on YouTube because is anybody going to watch it? And then I was like, you know what? Because I remember I had the one account that had like 1,000 some subscribers. But I was like, you know what? I just want a fresh start because I don't know if anybody's ever going to, any of those subscribers are ever going to want to watch random football videos from, because they're here for like NLE Chopper and Roddy Rich videos. Like, they're not going to want to watch. Are they going to like watch that? And it's been like 2 years. So I'm like, let me start a new thing. Let me start from scratch. And in fact, how did I come up with the name Lou TV? Yeah. Originally, the page is going to be called Lou Media. I still remember this because I just was going to do photos, and I was like, I didn't, and that was taken, and a whole bunch of other names were taken, and then I was like, you know, let me go for Lou VTV, see if that's taken. It wasn't there. I went with it, and I was like, this going to not really make sense because it's a whole bunch of photos, but it's called TV. And then, what you call it? It's called, and then I'm like, okay, maybe, well, and it was, just so happens that a week later, I start doing videos, and so I was like, you know what, I was thinking about making it short enough so I could put it on IGTV, because back then you could full screen on IG and everything. And so I'm like, okay, let me just throw it on IGTV. And then I end up putting it together, and it's like 15 minutes long. I'm like, I can't put this on Instagram.
Dang.
I'm going to put this on YouTube, and let me just hope somebody watches it. I put it on my YouTube. First day, like 200-some views. I was like, oh, okay, I can really do something with this. So then next week, I put up on my stories. Like, yo, what game y'all want to come to next week? I think I went to Howard versus Oklahoma? I forget what game it was, but I ended up going to another game. Like, for the rest of the year, I just kept going to more and more games and just kept getting bigger and bigger. And so for the first year, I literally just did Howard County games for real, for the most part. Because, like, that's Howard County is where I really built up my following. So, like, now, like last football season, I only did a few Howard County games, but that's where, like, my core following is. So, yeah, that's kind of how I got to start. I posted that first video after, like, trying a few different things, and then, boom, just kind of took off from there.
And you just kept building and building and building. And it's like, yo, I remember when I first met you. Actually, I didn't even meet you. Bro, you are everywhere. Literally, y'all. I'm not even trying to like make him feel good. I'm like, yo, he's ever. It got to a point where people were like, Lou TV. I'm like, yes, Lou TV. Who is Lou? I started getting so irritated. Yeah, I'm like, Lou TV. Yeah. Like, I promise you, I ain't gonna hold you. I was like, huh. I wonder if I started something, would I end up like Lou TV? Lou TV! Shut up! That's what I'm talking about! Type of thing. But yeah, bro, I'm telling you, man, when it was like the third, fourth time I heard Lou TV, I said, all right, I'm gonna check out this guy. Whoever he is, I'm gonna see what he does. And immediately, the first thing I saw was Long Reach, something from Long Reach, and I was like, oh yeah, I got some name my people, but I got some people that I know over there, really know over there, a lot of them. And you know, I watched that, and I think that was about 3-4 years ago you had this Long Reach thing, and then I started seeing you a lot on social media with a lot of my mutual friends. Just, you know, saying, you know, Lou TV, Lou TV. And they were just, I feel like at this point you were just like,
it was like, okay, he's rising, you know, like, you feel me? Yeah. And so it is, you know, I could see that you were just like expanding. I'm like, okay, let me see who this guy is. And I remember I went to, you know, my brother's school. Actually, it was crazy. I didn't know the influence you had until I saw you at University of Maryland. Okay. I was sitting, and I remember I was there for a friend of mine, supporting a friend of mine.
Oh, okay.
And I went up, like, say, I haven't been to the University of Maryland in a long time, so you gotta help me. I went up a flight of stairs in the basketball arena, and I sat like in like the third row up top, and I see you, somebody else, and then somebody else just surrounding you. I said, dang, man. I'm still like, yo, well, I ain't trying to even. Okay. I'm like, yo, what's up? And you were so nice and kind. I mind you, still, I'm still like, okay, cool. He's real. I know he's real. And I did not know whatsoever. A lot of the people talk about are from this era. They're like really close to me. I'm sitting up here. I'm like, I did not know how close I was to certain folk people are like, oh my gosh, like this is incognito. Oh my gosh, this is Lou. Yeah, oh my gosh, this is. I'm like, yo, and incognito. Yeah, I can't even speak on him because even that. He's been on the show twice.
Oh, he's been on here twice? Okay, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, no one knows that.
Okay, I'm about to check out his episode.
Let me tell you, actually, what's funny, I ain't trying to make this about him. Because I know, you can come anytime you want. Because he wanted to come in person, and he wanted to see how I set up everything. I'm sitting up here.
Oh, so when he came, wasn't in person?
No, it was on. So this was during COVID time. This was episodes.
So y'all were grinding through the pandemic. I like that. Okay,
he came on episode 6, bro. Oh,
so he from the jump. He OG. From the jump.
Yo, let me tell you something. That episode 2, I felt like I did him so horrible. So horrible. I said, I ain't never getting an opportunity to incognito again. Dang, man. Yeah. I did an episode with one of my good friends, Tyler Plustig, and then Incognito, and the audio was horrible, and it was all because of me, and it was in this room.
You missed the audio.
It was horrible, man. Y'all go back to episode 6. That's 2020, June of 2020. That was horrible. 2021 comes. Incognito wants to do another interview. I said,
you're like, okay, I guess I'm too bad. You want to come back?
Yeah, you want to come back?
Because
he hit me up. I remember he hit me up the day it released. He was like, yo, I really like this. Thank you for doing it. I'm like, I ain't going to have this.
I always love that type of reassurance. When you think you messed up something real bad and then somebody goes out the way, like, yo, I like this. He was like, okay, maybe it's just bad to me because I'm hard on myself and I just know
right. Do and it's because all of you guys work in professional settings to the point where when I get so caught up and, oh my gosh, he's coming, I mess everything up. It's just like, right. Even today, I had to, I was like 2 hours, my producer said, don't mess it up. It was like so crazy. And he came on. It was amazing conversation. But he's supposed to, I ain't supposed to announce when he's supposed to come because we're on camera.
It's a mystery.
But yeah,
just know he's coming back.
Yeah, he's coming back. Yo, let me just tell y'all that right now.
I heard you.
And if you want to come back too as well, please come back. Gosh, because I'm sitting up here, I'm like,
I probably will.
I'm like, here's the thing. I'm getting a lot of new people right now. I'm like, this is all like audition tape. Like, dude, this is, if you mess this up, nobody's going to come back to you. All right? Nobody. And I'm getting, this is a very scary place I'm in because ever since I started this leg of the show in 2023, it's been from episode 70 all the way up until now, which we're taping for episode 75.
Wow,
I've had all new people, and you're another new person. I'm sitting up here. I'm so scared every single time I get a new person, because they see something on YouTube and on Spotify, but then I'm like, I don't know how I can top this, man. Like, I'm like, I try. I'm like, I always go into it like, this ain't gonna be what they think it is. It's not gonna go well, and it's not gonna be what they think it is. And I'm always in my head. But man, thank you for stopping by. And man, I will say I was last night on this television right here watching your videos.
For real?
Yes.
Which one are you watching?
I was watching the one where it was the All-Star game. The one that I actually went to that one.
Oh, you were there? Okay.
I was there. I didn't bother you though.
I didn't know you was there. Okay.
No. I know you didn't know. I saw you. Okay. And you were with some huge guy, and I said, let me not bother him.
Okay.
And I was like, he's working.
Yeah, no, that game was a lot of fun too. That was an All-Star game. Yeah.
That was amazing.
That was the last game I was able to film with my brother, because he's a senior. He had just finished up his senior season. He's playing the All-Star game. So that was the last game I got to do with Cam. So that was a lot of fun, and it's just a cool environment. I do wish though for that game to like promote it better, because I feel like you guys could really have a good crowd pop out to that game.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
But like, I didn't know about the game like the day before. My brother had sent me a screenshot of an email. He's like, "Yo, the game's tomorrow."
No. It's so funny that you say that, because yo, I went to the game, and my brother was so into like, "Hey, dude, let's go to the game." So I was like, "Okay, let's go." And so we went to the game, and I'm seeing empty seats. I'm like, what in the world?
Yeah, you,
there are some players who are like crazy.
Yeah, and it's like one of the type of things, you walk through the hallway, you hear nothing but whistles and basketballs bouncing in the gym. And I'm like, yeah, right. You can really like feel this join up. Like, if you can get them big crowds for any other school in this county, especially the weak schools, like you can get some people to come out to this.
That's what I'm saying. And yeah. So it was kind of, listen, I'm a music guy. I'm all music, film, acting, right. TV. That's what I do.
Yeah.
I have nothing, no basketball, like nothing. And so when I saw that, I was like, my brother talks about this and that and third. This doesn't look like what he talks about. Are we sure at the right place? Because I remember going there, but I was like, yeah. And I was there actually, I'm just gonna say this name because I'm already exposed to everything about myself and how much of a fangirl I am for him. So I was there for a guy named Jalen Marbley. I'm a big fan of him.
Okay.
If you knew who I was, you leave right now. I forget about the new show. I'm crazy. When I said I support, and not even support, I don't use that word support, because I feel like that word support is taken too lightly in a lot of things. So I'm sitting up here, I'm just like, okay, here, I want you to, like, if you want to do this with me, please be a part of it. Like, this show and whatever I can offer, even if it's just my little. And it's just like, yeah, that's. I was like, even my little, I'm like, it means a lot. I guess it is. I don't know. I'm not really an interesting person, honestly. I just host the show.
Right.
Honestly.
But he's not interesting.
Let me tell you something right now. The only reason why everybody likes this show is because I have people like him on. That's it. Y'all don't care about me. I'm telling y'all right now.
I feel like if they coming back every week, they must like you a little bit.
Yeah. But man, that All-Star game was amazing. And another video, the recent, okay, so you gotta help me with this.
Okay.
It was at a park.
Oh, was that OT7?
Yes, that.
Oh my God.
So let me tell you a story.
Okay.
I showed up, my brother and I showed up there 5 minutes before it ended.
So y'all didn't know, like, when, like.
We knew it was happening, but a lot of things happened that day. Honest, that Saturday a lot of things happened.
It's crazy because they had extended it that day too. It was supposed to end at 6, but it didn't. No, it was supposed to end like 5,
and it ended at 7.
Yeah, and then like 7:30 or
and
something.
And that's
like
when
that.
We got there. And we got the news. My brother came to me. He's like, hey, dude, this person, and I think Lou TV's there, and this famous person. It was like all these people were there.
Yeah, nah, it was a lot of people.
It was crazy. Like. Listen, I ain't gonna hold y'all. I'm gonna be so real right now. I did not matter in that crowd. I was there. I did not matter. Like, no, I did not matter, man. Nobody cared. I could have seen all my people. They did not. It was. It. They,
man, I'm telling you.
Okay. It was. And I know they were doing it. It's a tour. It was a tour.
Yeah, and
they're still on
stop.
Tour right now.
Yeah. So in fact, so they have four different cities they go to. It was first, it was Phoenix, then they went to Austin, then they went to Orlando, and then the fourth city was Baltimore. So for Baltimore, they used Troy Park, which is literally just right in Elk, like right in the middle of Elkridge. I was like, whoa. So you got all these people coming to little old Elkridge, boom, right here. And then, bro, it was a lot of fun. They had AJ Green destroying out there, Torrey Smith. Bro, let me tell you, I grew up like watching Torrey Smith like He played for the Ravens. He had like a Super Bowl win and everything, bro. I grew up watching him because he also played at Maryland. I had a cousin that played at Maryland, and they were on the team at the same time. And Torrey Smith was like one of my favorite players when he was in college, bro. It was like, and so I really got to see him in person. That was crazy. He ended up reposting one of my posts too, which I was like, yo, I was looking at my phone, like, yeah, you related? I got a Torrey Smith repost. I was like, oh, okay. I still got a screenshot of my phone and everything, but like, I was like, yeah, that's a little crazy. So yeah, it was like a whole bunch of people I see on YouTube and everything. It was like, I was hoping Mike Vick would pop out because his team was there, but he was in like Kansas City doing something for the draft. But yeah, OT said that was the most fun I've had covering a football event by far. That was, yeah.
I know it's funny. I thought my brother would actually be where you were at, and it was like, because he does his thing. It's nothing like this. I have nothing to do with what he's doing. He does amazing stuff, but I have nothing to do. Gotcha. This is me. This is me. My equipment, my logo. I own that mic, this mic, that monitor, that mixer, that monitor, you know. So it's like he does his thing, and he was like, man, I could have been doing what Lutibi was doing, honestly. And I was like, you know what? I promise you, I feel like there's a lot of, I said this before, I feel like Maryland is like, I don't want to say Hollywood, but it's like, there's too much creativity here. Too much.
And like, well, it's
and I'm not talking about Baltimore. I know Baltimore. I know Baltimore scene. I know Baltimore musicians. I know Baltimore videographers. I know them. I work with them. They know me. I have a good company. But it's bigger than just Baltimore. It's like, because this, people, when I started this, people were like, oh, this is a Baltimore show. The first interview I did was somebody in the Netherlands. I'm not trying to big up myself.
Netherlands?
And the Netherlands.
How do you find somebody out there? Like, how does it even come about?
My boy, Benjamin Boger. And it's like,
Netherlands.
And I'm sitting, yeah, in Netherlands. And then I hit Maryland. Gotcha. In Tallapoosa. And then I did Missouri. Gotcha. Then I came back to Maryland. And then I did J Sanity and then Incognito.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you had J on here too. Gotcha.
And then I went to Philly and I interviewed somebody.
Oh, so you really, okay, so you really so well rounded.
I don't mean that to big up myself. I'm just mean that I meant
that.
It
sounds like I got big shoes to fill being on this show. So
I did that because I wanted people to know that please don't put labels on me.
Right.
I don't like
bigger
labels
than that.
Yeah.
And I feel that too. A lot of people are like, oh yeah, yeah. This is Howard County, like you were Howard County, like nah. I like, that's one of the big things when I started this football season. I was like, yo, people just think I'm some Howard County YouTuber. Now I want to get wide. I want to be known as a Maryland YouTuber, DMV YouTuber. And while once I'm able to get big enough in that, go around the whole country and everything. So yeah, I feel like I consider myself a Maryland or a DMV type of YouTuber. You feel me? I've been in DC. I haven't done Virginia yet, but I mean, I've shot videos in Virginia, but no sports videos yet. So that's gonna. Sneak peek, I mean, a little secret between us, I'm probably going to go to a football game in Virginia next year. That's one of my biggest goals. So, yeah, that's what I want to do. I want to do Virginia and Philly, I think.
I'm rooting for your rise, man, for real. And I will say, there's no condemnation, no shame in what I'm saying. I just never wanted to be a Baltimore artist, a Baltimore talk show host, a Baltimore producer, because it was almost like it bothered me.
Yeah, or like box you in.
Yeah, it bothered. And for me, and you know who I am. My personality, I don't act like your typical person you come around who does a talk show or does music. I'm a very, when you meet me, it's almost like, okay, I don't really like him, and he's weird, and he bites his nails. Lord of mercy, why are you jumping around like an 8-year-old? Yo, calm down, bro. I'm just like very like live. So when people are like, who put him in a position to do this type of show? I'm like, bro, it's funny. It's funny seeing the way people react to
when
things. Because I'm sitting up there, I'm like I told you, I'm like, you see me in one setting, but you see me in another setting. And some people couldn't, even when I started, certain people couldn't see this. They couldn't see me wearing this. They're like, how? What in the world? He's goofy.
Bro, let me tell you. When I pulled up, he was in a t-shirt and basketball shorts. He's like, yo, I gotta go get changed real quick. I was like, okay, he's gonna throw a fit on him. He come down all like professional. I was like, oh, it's a talk show. Like, hold on.
No, because I was gonna, I was gonna wear this when I had to get you in. But I was like, okay, my boy's here, so I'm gonna shout out to Cyrus Holt, y'all. He was literally here. He actually came on the last. He was on episode 74. We're taping for 75. So he was on the episode before this one.
Big 75.
So,
okay.
Yeah. So he yeah, Cyrus is here, and then he came right now, and I'm sitting up here. I'm just like, oh my gosh, man. And so I ran out with no shoes on. I went up the hill, yo. I'm so serious. My boy, shout out to Evan Ruman, called me. He said, "Hey man, what's up?" I'm like, "Hey man, I'm trying to find this guy. He lost." He said,
"I parked all the way around the street." I'm all like, "Yeah."
I was gonna say, but it was cool. All my, what's so crazy, and I'm so thankful for this moment at around at 4 o'clock today that you showed up. My a friend of mine in Ohio who's a YouTuber as well, and my boy Cyrus, amazing creative, amazing. Okay. All y'all just, I feel so blessed. I feel so like, I don't know what to do, man. Like, I'm like, I don't mean nothing to nobody right now, bro. It's just like crazy. But man, I for going back to you, man, I appreciate everything that you have shared, especially you is like, you yourself, man, have like really broadened the scales of, okay, I'm not just filming for high school or for Howard County. I'm filming for this, and the third. And I respect that. And I never put anybody in the box actually whatsoever, because I'm sitting up here. I'm like, if I'm not declaring this over you, but I'm like, if Lou ever said, I'm dropping videography and I want to be a pilot, I'd be like, okay, Lou wants to be planes. Not saying that's what he want to do. I'm just saying, I'm just like, we love you over here, for real. Gotcha. Like, okay. For real, man. Like, everything that you do, even up when you actually, let me tell you something. So another video I watched, which was another one of my favorites, you were at Towson University. And
oh, was that the vlog?
Yeah. And so what's funny about that day, I should tell you. And
is this the, which vlog is this? Is
Lil Yachty.
Okay, that one. Gotcha.
So Lil Yachty is performing. What's crazy about that very day, my boy Lucky, shout out to Lucky, DJ Lucky. He was there. He was backstage with Lil Yachty.
For real?
I will show you after this.
Oh, that's actually tough.
And so I was sitting up here, I'm like, wait a minute, Luke, like, I hope Lou gets to meet. Like, right. And I know you were with, let me, don't say their names. I want to get it right.
Okay, gotcha.
Hayden.
Yes, sir, that's one. Tumo.
Aaron.
Yes, sir, that's two. One more.
This one, crazy. Does he have a brother? Elijah.
Yes, sir, Elijah.
Yo, yes!
Elijah should be the easiest one. He's in like, oh cool, 25% of my videos, bro. He'd be everywhere with me.
Really?
Yeah, in fact, if I come back on here again, I'll probably bring him with me, because we have probably so many stories to tell from like just
bring,
different
videos. Bring Elijah? You gonna bring Elijah?
I can bring him. Like,
please!
Next time, yeah, next time.
Please!
Yeah,
bring all of them. Oh, whoa. No, don't bring all of them.
Pull him in and join 15D. You're like, I ain't got no mics for that. Where they all gonna sit?
You know, let me tell you something right now. I said, when you showed up here, I said, I'm so scared if you're gonna bring everybody. Because there's been certain folk, I ain't gonna say no names, certain people will come to the show, bring all their people. I said, I have no seats for y'all.
Yeah, I was like, yeah.
This is not a live studio audience. I don't have no chance for y'all.
If I was like a Saturday or something, I might have had a few more people with me. But yeah,
no.
Wednesday afternoon.
I'm glad, because let me tell you something. Everything, you see this mixer right here. I know y'all don't see it, but there's a mixer. Matter of fact, I can hold it up. Let me hold it up. I don't think it's going to do anything. But there's this mixer. I think you can zoom in on this one. Yeah. That I usually don't use this for the show. There's my huge mixer broke down. It's in the room. It broke down. And so this is the only thing I have left. And so I can only do in-person interviews.
Oh, so you can't do over the
I can't do online like a lot of people know me for. So people are like, oh my gosh, he's doing in-person. I'm like, I'm doing in-person because my stuff is breaking down. This is the only option I have.
I definitely like in-person stuff more than online. It just feels more real.
Yeah, it does.
This is like, I always like, if I'm watching something like at home, I prefer like in-person type stuff. So,
like, right, and I feel like with this equipment, and I don't mean to big up myself, I'm just like, when you came, I'm like, I want people to feel and hear what
we're hearing in this room. That's why I'm like, okay, I told these people when I started the show, I want professional mics, I want the logos, I want everything to be perfect. I want the monitors, I want 2 to 3 4 monitors, I want 4 A74s, I want camera right here, I want 2 monitors right here to pan out the because I said I am serious about this. If this is gonna have my name on it, I need it to look professional, I need it to look good. Yeah. I ain't playing no games with anybody right now because this is my name, and I ain't trying to look back on this 10 years in the future. Yeah. And be so like, man, they pulled this up. Like, what, bro? So that's how I'm feeling. That's why when you came, I said, all right, I ain't gonna waste this time. No, this is lit, man. But yeah, man, your whole catalog is crazy, man. And I'm excited to see everything that you're about to do. I know my time is literally almost up because I know I know you're busy. I'm busy. Yeah, I gotta go somewhere. But man, I just, bro. What else do you want to do? What else do you have planned? Where are you going, man?
Oh, you want to know where I'm going?
Take me with you.
Hey, this summer I got some crazy stuff lined up. I got a couple of trips planned already. One of them is called Wintergreen. If you like follow me on like, if you follow me on YouTube, you might not know what it is. But like, if you keep up with me on like IG and Snap and everything, you gonna know what Wintergreen. You know what Wintergreen is probably. And this, bro, I'm telling you, I call it the most lit trip of the summer because it's like, bro, we literally just take a whole bunch of us. We go up to a mountain. We have one big house and we just live. But I'm telling you,
those videos are crazy. I'm so sorry,
bro.
I'm telling you, we
party for like 4 days straight, bro. I'm telling you, it's this year. It's like end of June, and I'm gonna try to drop a whole bunch of episodes from like 10 to 15 minutes. This like the whole thing. It's gonna be, bro. I'm telling you, it's gonna be a whole lot of videos dropping out there, and it's probably gonna be the most lit content you've ever seen on my channel. Cause I know y'all know, most of y'all know me for my sports content, and like that's what I specialize in. But bro, like if you only watch my sports stuff, you gotta at least watch the Wintergreen videos. Cause I'm telling you, it's gonna be like them videos gonna be something crazy. Like I'm telling you, them, man, Wintergreen, bro, we've been so excited for Wintergreen for like the last month or two. Like bro, it's, I still got like 7 weeks to wait, bro. I can't, bro. You know, I probably got a couple of trips planned. I ain't gonna say what those ones are yet, but bro, it's, bro, the videos this summer, the vlogs this summer, the sporting events I have planned for this summer is gonna be something crazy. I have another series that I've been trying to start up, but the weather ain't really even. I might get that one going, but I'm telling y'all, I have a whole lot of stuff planned before the next football season, so it's gonna get real crucial.
I'm gonna say this and I'm gonna shut up. I've seen when you go into a house with like 15 to 20 people, those are my favorites.
Okay.
Literally, my favorites. You hear me, bro?
It's crazy because I barely jot any videos from that, so I'm kind of surprised you even done seen that. Okay, yeah.
Those are my, dude, let's do that again. I don't feel like I did it right. There we go. I was like, he's a weak person, man. He's a weak. No, but lately, he's one of
first time.
That's one of my those type of things. Because remember, I'm not a sports guy, so you're reaching people like me who
that's
have
a good point. Okay,
yeah. So I'm sitting up here. I'm like, I ain't trying to tell you what to do because you're just your own creative. But
I see what you're saying.
I'm just saying you. I tuned in more into you because I watched that. I'm just gonna be honest.
That's actually, I'm glad you said it because that's one of my bigger goals when I drop these vlogs and stuff like that. I like to reach a bigger audience that's just not like whole bunch of high school sports fans and everything like that. I feel like I'm like way more creative and way more entertaining than that. I feel like I can just reach a whole like a real big audience, and I feel like, you know, I feel like when I put something out like and I'm really proud of it, I feel like everybody can watch it. Like, there's a lot of videos I like to drop where I feel like, yo, if I drop this, I feel like nobody's going to watch this and be like, yo, this dude sucks. Like, I feel like, that's what I feel like. So, like, I don't know, yeah, that's one of my biggest goals with the vlogs. I like to reach a bigger audience, like, a whole lot of people that know of me and everything, and that support me and everything, but, like, don't really have any interest in watching my videos because they're just not into basketball or football or anything, but like that. But, like, yeah, I'm glad you said that because I barely dropped it. Well, actually, you're right. Okay, now that I think about it, I have dropped some stuff from last year with the Wintergreen. I did drop some, bro, yeah. I'm telling you now, I'm trying to drop at least like 6 to 10 videos from Wintergreen this year. It's going to be something crazy. Like, Luby summer, I'm taking over.
I'm going to say this right now. And I said I was going to shut up the last time. I'm going to shut up for real.
Nah, you can talk as much as you want. It's your show.
Luby TV, whatever you do, even if it's not even behind the camera, I'm rooting for your eyes.
I appreciate that.
I'm just there. Like, anything Luby TV, I'm there. Because I'm telling you right now, I didn't start off like this. I'm a music guy. Mm-hmm. That's what I do. You know, I don't do this. I don't do this. Yeah. No, I don't. Trust me, bruh.
Anybody will tell you when I, bro, I'm serious. So even the next thing, I can't even say what I'm gonna do next because y'all gonna criticize and
keep top tip secret.
Yeah, I'm gonna say like because I'm about to do something that has nothing to do with music, nothing to do with the do so that people are gonna be like, huh?
Oh, so you really branching out.
So I'm like, bro, I'm
gonna shake the streets up with this one.
But this is a blessing for real because I'm like, if I didn't do this show, I would have never been sitting right next to Lewis whatsoever. Sitting right next to Incognito. I mean, it's crazy. It's just insane. Like I see y'all all the time. It's like sometimes it's the things that we gotta go towards that we don't think is gonna work.
Right.
That ends up working in our favor, and it's bigger than us.
Yeah.
And it's like it, but it has our name attached to us, and it's like, well, who started this?
Yeah, that's a good point. Like I never would have thought like just picking up a camera would have got me where I like picking up a camera to shoot some photos one day. The game would have got me to where I am. Like, you know, I'm sitting at OT7 like last week having conversation with like guys like AJ Green and everything that I watch on YouTube all the time, and I'm like, yo, like I'm really here because like I decided one day, you know, let me go take some pictures. And it's just like I've met so many people and everything through this. It's just like it's crazy.
I just want to say, I told Henry that I did this. If he watches this, he's gonna freak out. Cause
yo, Henry, if you're watching this, shout out to you. Actually, I was gonna say tell him to say something in the chat, but I'm probably gonna send this in the chat. But yo, it's good, Henry.
No, I'm only saying this because he's been in this room many a times.
Oh, for real?
But he is like, it's just so funny. It's just like, I just saw him the other day. It's like,
yeah,
yo,
I was just with Henry on Friday night. We was turned up.
That's crazy, man.
Bro, I think he come home today. Actually, I just saw him post on the story like coming home today or something. Bro, we gonna be turned up again this weekend, something like that. Bro, I'm telling you, this summer is gonna be something crazy. Y'all ain't gonna see nothing like
that. I'm just gonna sit back and watch for the ride, bro. I'm excited for you, man. Yeah. I'm excited.
The content this summer is gonna be like never seen before. Now, I will preface like I will. Say that last summer I said the same thing before the summer and I was just slacking the whole summer. I dropped like 3 videos the whole summer. It was bad. So that my whole goal for this summer is to not have repeated that. But I think now that I'm really in my bag, I really take this a lot more serious. I have a bigger budget, I have better quality with everything and all that. So like I have like a bigger, what's the word I'm looking for? A bigger reason to want to drop more stuff. And I'm just enjoying it way more. I'm better at editing. I edit way faster. It's crazy. Before, like, when I first started for my first year of YouTube, yeah, literally, like, my first year of YouTube, everything, I was editing all my YouTube videos on my phone. So, everything was straight off my phone and everything. Then I started doing it on the computer. Yeah,
nobody believes me. Please, can you...
I'm telling... Bro.
No one believes me when I say I film about 75 episodes...
I'm staying at an iPhone right now.
On an iPhone. Like, y'all... Like, I just told a kid. He's like, how do you do all this? I'm like...
Let me get the iPhone,
man. Like, got I got my camera. Right, like, I do have my camera. Y'all are right about that. But I've been filming on an iPhone for the past 75, actually, I'm going to say 80 episodes, because there's 5 that we haven't released yet. Yeah. But 80 episodes, y'all. Like, you can, listen, I just want to say, I'm so glad you brought that up. Small is the new big. Like, y'all, like, I've been so intimidated as a kid thinking that I can't because I'm not. And I'm not made this way. I'm like, y'all, start with small, yo. I will start with small for you to start with small so you can grow into something big. Because I'm sitting up here. I'm like, I did not have promise. I told him, I said, I will share anything with anybody whatsoever because this was not me 4 years ago. Incognito will tell you. Tell y'all right now. It was an iPhone, this TV, and that chair, that's all I had.
Okay, well.
That iPhone, really that chair, this TV, that's all I had.
And I always say this, if you ain't got the best, most expensive quality, I mean, let me restart. The best, most expensive equipment and anything, you ain't got the best quality, just, you have to just compromise, like, compensate for that with just being more entertaining, making your content better, you feel me? I started off shooting on a $200, $300 camera or something like that. The quality was not very good. Like, if you watch my videos from, like, the first year, basically, until, like, up to, like, maybe a few months ago, I was shooting on, like, a pretty cheap, like, one of the cheapest DSLRs you can get, and I was just like, yo, I'm shooting on a cheaper camera, but I just got to make up for that by just making my content even more entertaining, making it even more different. You know, there's a lot of people just doing the same thing. I think I just got to branch out, just have some, give people a reason to want to watch you over other people, I guess, for you. So just, yeah, even though I had the most expensive everything, but I just was like, yo, I'm going to just make my content different. I'm going to make it entertaining so that people don't really pay attention to that, so that the emphasis isn't on the quality of the camera or anything, you feel me? So, yeah.
I gotta say that my time is up. Literally, if my producers were here, they're like, we've gone over the 45-minute mark, so I gotta end this. They are about to yell at me right now. I'm so sorry, y'all.
No, we all good. Yeah.
No, but I gotta say, I will not ever, and I say this, I've been saying this to all my friends because I'm so real, I will not ever look at you as one thing, and I won't ever expect you to always be like, oh my gosh, I know him, I gotta say hi to him, or he's gonna feel like this. I will not ever, I'm so surprised. I'm so glad that he's doing this. Like, I'm just so, I don't want to be controlling. I'm just celebrating. Like, if this is the last time I talk to Lou, I'm good, man. I asked all the questions I wanted. Probably the producers have taken screenshots and angles of pictures for the show, but I'm cool. This is in the archives. I'm good, man. Like, you're cool, man. Anything you do, it's cool. Like, I'm seriously, man.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, hey, I really appreciate that.
This ain't gonna be here no more. You're gonna be somewhere else, bro.
I really appreciate that, because whenever I drop something, I just try to see. I try to make as many people smile as I can, as make and try to entertain as many people as possible. You feel me? So yeah.
For real, man. Dude, thank you so much for stopping by the show.
Yes, I appreciate
you so much, man.
Appreciate you for having me.
Yo. Subscribe to Lou V TV only on YouTube.com. Make sure to follow all of his socials. He's literally everywhere, guys. Literally everywhere. Lou TV, Louis Valentine. I don't even know. He got so many names.
Hey, whatever you want to call me.
Lou V TV, everybody. Louis Valentine, everybody. Stick around. There's more of the Ado Show after this. I'll be right back. Just like that, with the white screen. That's all the time that I have for today. If you would like to view clips from today's show, head on over to my YouTube channel for more exclusive content. Also, if you want to stream full episodes of the show, you can always stream full episodes of the show on streaming platforms that can be downloaded on the Google Play Store and the App Store. And finally, make sure to tune into the Ado Show every day, only on YouTube.com and on all other streaming platforms available. I want to say thanks to Lou V TV, Louis Valentine, everybody. Stay cool, live life. Until next time.